This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
216-474-0092. Number to join us. Dan Menigan running everything for us. We appreciate that. We're really going deep on the Colorado Buffalo, not Pro Day, whatever it's being called, something nicely marketed, because the Browns have
Colorado football, we ain't too hard to find, 2025 showcase.
Apparently not, because the Browns sent 8 people out there to watch.
Well, that's how easy it was to find. Fine. All 8 Browns representatives were able to make it to Boulder, Colorado.
Preach, my friend, preach.
Wonder what that check was last night for dinner.
I'm going to say it is...
$4,000?
Oh. Probably higher.
I mean, you know they probably went as high-end as you could get, you know, in Denver, and there's some pretty great high-end restaurants
out there. I don't think they were doing hamburgers and fries last night.
No, I can only imagine. That was probably pretty serious stuff. Anyway, I'm sure...
Casa Bonita?
I'm sure they had
fun. Maybe sopapillas, cliff diving? It's a good time.
You don't want to go chips. They'd get all those chips in them, and they'd be...
Don't want too many carbs the night before
workout.
Right,
you'd be sluggish today. But you don't want a big steak sitting in you. Anyhow.
Well, that's why you get the petite cut.
Yeah, that's probably valid. Browns have 11 picks in this draft, and they have some high picks. They have a first round, second round, two-thirds. They have a fourth. Nathan Zagura is the color analyst on the Browns Radio Network, and he was on with Ken and Anthony this morning, and he talked about the Browns' approach to this. Now, we know they've signed some guys in the offseason here on the defensive side of the ball. They've not really made much of an impact offensively in adding to any of the skill position groups. And if you take a look, you think, okay, where's the running back? Well, it's not here yet. Where's the additional wide receiver? Well, he's not here yet. Did they get an additional tight end? No, he's not here yet. Well, you've added to the offensive line. You brought in Kenny Pickett, but Jameis isn't here. Deshaun's not going to – we see what's going on. Here's what Nathan had to say to the morning guys about the draft and what the Browns might be doing.
I would go out right now today. This is just me, and you guys might kind of roll your eyes at this. I'd sign Nick Chubb today. I'd sign Elijah Moore today, and I'd sign Jed Wills today. And I'd bring in Joe Flacco.
I'm glad you
and
said
we
it.
Have a rookie. We have Flacco. You got Pickett. Nick Chubb, first of all, obviously the market that he was hoping to be there isn't there.
Uh-huh.
I think not only would it be great for the fan base, you give him a chance to cut the 2-year injury, to come back, give him some incentives. I think it's great for everybody, right? Nick Chubb's back. Elijah Moore, 60 catches a year, certainly knows this offense. I'm not saying he's a game changer, but clearly you'll be able to bring him back at a relatively good value, knows your offense, gives some stability, and then opportunities where he had games where he was put in more of a feature role. He did very well. And I just think it's good stability in that position. It allows you to not necessarily have to force in the draft. When you go to Jed Wills, the fact of the matter is, the guy's 25 years old, started almost 60 games. Has he been great? No. Have there been issues? Yes. But I would say this. This, to me, I'd sign him on a one-year, basically nothing deal. It's a prove-it deal. There's no market, it appears. Otherwise, he'd be signed somewhere.
So you go out and you sign these free agents, which takes care of some of the stuff that I just laid out. They haven't done anything yet at these key spots. And if you get a wide receiver, I wouldn't mind bringing Elijah Moore back. He played really well when Jameis was the quarterback. Nick Chubb, okay, you can draft a running back as well. And Jed Wills, they did make some signings on the offensive line that I think will be helpful. And so but on a cheap deal, I understand that. And what does that do when you get into the draft? That allows you to do anything because you don't have pressing needs, Daryl, and you can draft for best player available and maybe, you know, gear it toward a need. But, man, you're not going to have huge spots to fill. I'm just surprised they've gone this far in free agency and haven't filled some of those spots.
Well, they do have five of the top 104 picks.
Serious? That's a good thing. You ought to be able to find five guys out of 104 who can play in the NFL.
I have more interest in Aaron Rodgers than I do Jedrick Wills.
Okay. Because why?
I just don't think he's good for the locker room.
Because it hasn't gone well for him here?
I don't think he loves the game.
Okay.
And
they have signed some Tevin Jenkins coming in.
They don't need Jed Wills.
I don't think they do either. You have Zach Zinter in reserve. I think right now, Daryl, they could go 9-10 deep on the offensive line with what's already on the roster.
Are you interested in sentiment, or are you interested in trying to build a football team?
I don't think there's sentiment with Jed Wills, do
no,
you?
No, that's not where I was going.
Okay, you're going with Nick Chubb.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. We all love Nick Chubb, right?
Absolutely.
There's just no argument there. He's still available. I mean, I'm indifferent if they bring him back or not.
He didn't look like himself last year, understandably.
Right. So I am not going, if Nick Chubb ends up somewhere else, I'm not going to be you're not going to hear me rant and rave about how the Browns stuck it to Nick Chubb and how they made a colossal mistake by not re-signing him. I'm indifferent if they bring him back.
All right, gentlemen, we have a little bit of a rivalry going on. Jeff, if I can borrow you once again to count for me. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated today at the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase.
Okay.
The Giants have a crew led by General Manager Joe Sheehan?
Joe, yep.
Yeah. Head Coach Brian Daboll, Assistant GM Brandon Brown, DPP, I don't know what that stands for, Tim
Director
McDonald,
of Player Personnel.
Cool. Yeah. Offensive Coordinator Mike Kafka, Defensive Coordinator Shane Bowen.
Yeah, you know what? Browns win. They sent two members of their ownership group, both assistant GMs. They sent the quarterback coach to head coach. Yeah, Browns win.
8-6.
Browns win 8-6. It is their first victory in 2025, and it might be their only victory. I'm kidding.
Can't have nice things.
I was joking.
Can't have nice things.
Little sarcasm.
Finish. We have more from Nathan. Here's Nathan talking to the morning guys.
I would go out right now today. This is just me and you.
We'll get to it. Hang on. We'll figure that out in a second. He had another thought about a certain player. Well, Dan does that. Let's go to John and Stowe. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Was that a burp or a cough?
No, that was me getting off a ladder.
Oh, well,
careful.
Thank goodness.
Be careful.
No, I'm ladder certified. Don't worry.
All right, okay. Good.
Wait a minute, that's a thing? So, I'm not being sarcastic. That's a thing? Ladder certification? I'm just asking.
No, I was lying.
Okay, yeah. All right. Hey, listen, you never know. Oh, sure, you got all these rules, and they all construct, safety first.
Well, I do have the OSHA 10. The OSHA 10, which does cover ladders. Nice yeah.
Job. Okay, all right.
All right. So, I'm a Steelers fan. First off, I've got the Steelers bias. But I've got something to say. Like that guy from California, you know, seems like a nice guy, the caller. He is wrong about Kenny Pickett. I've watched Kenny Pickett for 2 years. You should probably start him this year and win four or five games and get another good pick next year for a better quarterback class. But Kenny Pickett's not going to work out in Cleveland. Okay. He's just not good. I'm sorry. He's just not. He doesn't have the arm strength. He's not very athletic. He's just – and he doesn't have the mentality either. I mean, the guy from California, he said, you know, that we gave up on him after 2 years. We didn't give up on him. We brought in another quarterback, and sure, it was a veteran quarterback, but the guy asked out.
Yeah, he wanted out.
Before camp even started. I mean, it was – he gave up on us. It was – yeah. No, I just – Pickett's not going to work out. I just – he's not going to okay. – I'm not saying you shouldn't start him this year, but if I was a Browns fan, I would want Pickett to start this year. I want you guys to, you know, have a reloading – year, you know, you don't want to rebuild. I get it. Have a reload year. Don't win that many games. Get a good draft pick. Do not sign Rodgers or Cousins, because you are going to have to give Rodgers or Cousins more money than they deserve, and most likely more years than they deserve.
You guys are getting Aaron Rodgers, so you have fun with that.
John, thank you. Good luck, and take care of yourself on that ladder. That's not a good thing. Zagura finishing his thought with the morning guys.
He's still a talented guy, and I think a lot of the questions with Jed Wills are, what do you want this to be for you as a career? And we've seen various players in the Browns who have left the Browns, been humbled. I'll take Baker Mayfield for an example. He's thriving in Tampa Bay. And he even said, you've heard many interviews recently, like, I needed to hit rock bottom, I needed to mature, I needed to get myself together and get focused and make this a priority, and now he's played very, very good football the last 2 years, and I'm happy for him. Jed Wills still has that kind of talent. So maybe this has been the humbling moment. For me, it's just a free lottery ticket, and it also eliminates necessarily, potentially, you know, a need that you must go with in the draft.
I am just wondering if the Browns make any more moves in free agency, Daryl, to fill some of those spots. You know, I still look at the wide receiver position. You know, it's my pet peeve. And just I think two things. You know, a couple of these guys were pretty good when you had a quarterback who could actually throw the ball down the field, Jameis. And any Jameis thought anybody has, go ahead and add it here. But the wide receivers looked better with Jameis at quarterback, Cedric Tillman, Elijah Moore.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And do you bring somebody in? Did you take a couple of lottery tickets there on guys who are free agents? I've got a couple of guys that I think I would love to see them sign. I don't know if they'd become good players here or not, but I think there are some intriguing guys out there who are worth a look. And I wonder if they add anybody there. I wonder if you know the running backs who are free agents, they've pretty much been scarfed up, but it's a deep running back draft, so I don't have an issue there. I think you can go draft two running backs if you wanted to and be covered. And that's why I agree with you on Nick. I would love to have him back. If he were Nick Chubb, they know better than anybody, is he healed up? Is he good to go? Whatever. I don't see how you could make a huge investment in him. But if he needs a place to play, by all means, I'd bring him in. But I'm going to add a young guy.
Yeah, it's a no for me on Jed Wills. I have no interest. I just feel like his attitude is bad for the locker room. You need guys that want to be there, that want to be at their best. I don't want players on this football team that you have to poke and prod to get the best out of them. I just don't. is part of the reason the Browns continue to be the Cleveland Browns.
Well, especially
talent or no talent.
Especially
yes, he
when
has
you use
the talent.
10th
he
pick
chooses
on the
not to use it. That's on him. Chubb?
That's not good.
Bring him in, fine. If you get him cheap, great, whatever. Elijah Moore, have no problem bringing him back either. You know, not a difference maker. You get him on a veteran minimum deal, some whatever. The offensive line, I think they're set up front. I think that Barry did a good job.
I do too.
Bringing in
some extra personnel.
Well, not just extra, but he brought in versatile personnel. He brought in guys that
Kevin Jenkins is an interesting guy because he can play tackle too.
You look at the last couple of years with the offensive line and some of the injury problems that they've had, right? What held them back was they were, you know, kind of putting guys in not the greatest of positions, just trying to get through situations. I feel like now they've got some versatility. They got a swing tackle. You got swing interior offensive linemen now. They can step in, you know, if called upon, right? So, yeah, good luck to Jed. Wish him well. Go, you know, go do what makes you happy.
Go join the book club in Tampa.
Well, no,
Oh, come on. That was worth a chuckle, Daryl. I got a chuckle out of Dan. That was worth a chuckle.
Ha ha.
Wasn't very nice. Ryan's in Youngstown, Ryan.
Not very nice.
Hey, gentlemen. Actually, I'm getting down from a ladder, too, ironically.
Nice.
Careful. Man. Please be careful.
Welcome to the ladder segment of the show.
I tell you, Jeff, in the past decade I've been calling you guys, I've been up on I-beams, 40 stories up in the air as an iron worker, talking
That's
to you guys
awesome.
Casually.
God so bless you.
I'm copacetic with that, man. Hey, Daryl, man, first and foremost, it is awesome to hear your enthusiasm, your knowledge. Again, I listen to Jeff Andy Menigan consistently because my work scenario surrounds it. But you, man, you're just hitting home runs, dude. I can hear the enthusiasm. You're a fan. You're knowledgeable. You got it going on, man. I'm loving hearing what your perspective is from the Browns in the draft in particular. But I digress, man.
One thing about hold on one
checks
second.
In the mail.
There you go. That was fabulous, Ryan.
I'm going to pull a Jared Allen right now. I feel like that just cost me a lot of money.
There's a new Daryl Ryder promo right there.
That's right. Yeah. But hey, man, I digress from that, man. I tell you, it's all about the Browns, man. And I can assure you, man, just like you alluded to, Jeff, in the previous regimes and Daryl, and then again, obviously Lombardi or Farmer or Dorsey, whomever. It's just very risky, whomever these gentlemen are, with their perspective on how to go about it, whether it be trades, which Jeff has talked about a lot, fearful of trading up just to get trade picks. And they don't fulfill any obligation. Again, I just, as a fan, I mean, draft in, draft out, we're very knowledgeable, and they're swinging and missing. And again, my true scary scenario for next year is the left tackle position. Again, I know we have DeJuan Jones, and I know we have a big body, but again, this if we're bringing in a true youngster, we need to have somebody on the left side shoring up that all line. I know we have the other guys, but again, it's just scary to just draft a youngster without a true guy there blocking his blind side. I know that's another problem the Browns have, just like other teams. But my perspective, guys, as always, Travis Hunter, Bill Carter, and clap your hands, say good draft. Other than that, I just am fearful. Hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much. Dano.
Watch that ladder.
Little bit of news before we head to break. James Palmer, who covers the NFL for Bleacher Report, Underdog, used to be with NFL Network for a little bit as well, at the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase. Travis Hunter has decided to run routes today per source, so we will see Hunter on the field here in Boulder.
Oh, that's, thank God.
That's great news.
I was losing sleep over that.
216-474-0092.
Colorado Football, We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase.
Number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps with a lot of guys who are all fired up today right here on 92.3 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.